Hanover Square Press and Harper Audio present The Lady from the Black Lagoon, Hollywood Monsters and the Lost Legacy of Millicent Patrick by Mallory O'Mara. This is the author. Dedication. To all the monster girls. Show them your teeth. In a low-cut, tight-fitting black crepe dress worn under a white lace coat with flashing necklace, earrings and bracelets, Miss Patrick, who is of Italian-German descent, looked a lot more like a fashion illustration herself than a creator of bizarre monsters. Unmarried, she admits to no current romance. "Why should I bother with the Hollywood wolves?" she murmured. "I'm happy with my monsters." Millicent Patrick, in an interview with journalist Jane Corby for the Brooklyn Daily Eagle, Valentine's Day, 1954. Author's note. During the course of Millicent Patrick's life, she went by many names. To keep things straight for me as a writer, and you as a reader, I'm going to refer to her as Millicent throughout the book, even during the early days of her life, long before she decided to call herself Millicent Patrick. Millicent was the name that she chose for herself. It's the name I'll use to tell her story. Introduction. In 1954, Millicent Patrick was an artist working for the world-renowned special effects shop at Universal Studios in California, the movie company famous for its monsters. Dracula, the Mummy, the Wolfman, and Frankenstein's monster all had leaped from the studio there onto the silver screen and eventually into the pantheon of film legends. That year, Universal was gearing up to unleash their latest horror creation upon the world.